From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your culture calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. This Friday night and on two performances Saturday at Mill Mountain Theater, Southwest Virginia Ballet performs Something New and the classic. The Something New is Under the Tent, an original ballet choreographed by artistic director Pedro Zelaya, based on the best-selling book and the movie also called Water for Elephants. The event includes a second act of Swan Lake. Pedro Zelaya on that classic work and how it wound up debuting at the Bolshoi Ballet.
Tchaikovsky created that as a gift to their nephew and niece in the 1800s. And afterwards, they used it. He gave that to the Bolshoi where the first time they was performed the Swan Lake.
It's the second and last week, and this Friday through a Sunday matinee at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke for Closing Arguments, a dramedy about a family meeting for and feuding at the funeral of its matriarch. Bedford playwright David Walton wrote Closing Arguments and directs it for Bear Theater on the community high school stage.
I'm a pastor in real life, and I have officiated at lots and lots of funerals, and I've seen lots and lots of family dynamics in the midst of all of them.
Tickets at BearTheater.com. The Jefferson Center Jazz Club presents the Pat Bianchi Trio. Two shows this Friday night. Latin Comedy Night at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday. Ripe at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Thursday. Of Good Nature at Five Points on Friday. The New River Blues Society has announced a series of shows once a month on Sundays beginning June 15th with Bunko. And the monthly Hump Days Blues Jam is back this Wednesday at Rising Silo Brewery. Vern Kelly is the president of the NRV Blues Society.
We're getting more people involved, more people are showing up, word's getting around. It's a chance to introduce the blues.
Next Friday, April 18th, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra's Pop Series presents An Innocent Man, featuring the music of Billy Joel at the Salem Civic Center. RSO music director and conductor David Stewart Wiley.
Full symphonic setting with a full symphony, and Billy Joel's music is at its core symphonic, a lot of it, of course.
Want to be the City of Roanoke's next Youth Poet Laureate? If you're between ages 13 and 19, there's an information session at the Melrose Library next Monday night at 6:15. Alani Spencer is the current Youth Poet Laureate.
Writing encourages me to engage in both local and global issues, and to get involved in celebrating our community while making change.
A sneak peek at the Daisy Art Parade coming on May 10th in downtown Roanoke. Get a preview at Morningside Urban Farm in Southeast Roanoke this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. And there's still time to sign up your organization for the Daisy Art Parade. See DaisyArtParade.com. The Roanoke Food Shed Network, with help from Roanoke City Arts and Cultural Funding, will host a free celebration of America's Native Food Trail in Virginia this Saturday from 2 to 5 at the Fishburne Mansion. Mo McGonigal is director of the Food Shed Network.
The cultural aspects of food, is an integral part of our day-to-day living. And there's just such incredible, rich cultural food practices.
A writer showcase, an open mic at Blind House Beer on Salem Avenue this Thursday beginning at 6:30 p.m. and a local author fair at the South County Library this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR culture calendar. Recent winner of the top award for public excellence through radio journalism by the Virginia's Associated Press Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Dave Trinkle, a founding board member of the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. With others, I helped create the endowment to provide predictable and sustainable funding to local arts and cultural organizations. The goal is to create an endowment of $20 million to ensure that Roanoke remains the hub of arts and culture in Southwest Virginia for generations to come. Please consider donating at RoanokeCulturalEndowment.org.